Well, once the COVID-19 shutdown began, New York began allowing restaurants and bars to offer wine, beer, and cocktails for takeout and delivery orders. Manhattan State Senator Brad Hoyleman says the city needs to keep that rule going after the lockdown is lifted and for 2 years after. He joins us now. Tell us why you think this is so needed.
Well, we've seen our hospitality industry under enormous economic pressure because of COVID-19. In fact, they were under enormous pressure even before the pandemic. According to a recent report from New York City, restaurant revenues have declined by nearly 90% as soon as the pause regulations took effect. And this has led to closures all across my Senate district in the heart of Manhattan of large and small restaurants, bars, and other favorite neighborhood spots that my constituents have loved for decades.
Well, we have seen reports lately about people ordering the to-go cocktails and then congregating on the street in front of restaurants so that they can drink their cocktails with others. That was an unintended consequence that happened from the rule. Are you worried about other unintended consequences that happen after the lockdown is lifted if this rule is still allowed?
Well, I think that congregating along street corners will probably disappear by itself after the lockdown is over and when this bill would take effect. But I think more importantly, we're talking about businesses that have the slimmest of margins to stay above water. And by giving them a little boost over the next 2 years, we're going to allow these businesses to survive the crisis and hopefully thrive after it passes.
Have you heard from restaurant owners about what this bill could mean for them?
I've heard tremendous support from my local restaurateurs and bar owners. And I think they're looking at government to be innovative and continue the governor's plan to allow these types of deliveries is part of that. The bill would require alcoholic beverages to be sold in closed and sealed containers, to be accompanied with the purchase of food and to comply with other laws, as well as have the SLA, the State Liquor Authority, to conduct regular outreach to municipalities and community boards to solicit their comment.
Are there other measures that you're considering that will help these restaurant owners and these restaurant workers?
We're concerned about these types of businesses as they are small businesses. And a lot of it has to do with their ability to pay rent. So the Senate, I know, is looking at measures to help small businesses make their leases, as well as keep them from eviction. We've had that problem even before the pandemic, where you've seen countless, it seems, empty storefronts across parts of the city, and particularly in my district in the heart of Manhattan. So by protecting these small businesses like restaurants and bars from eviction, we'll keep our neighborhoods vibrant too. And I know that's an issue that concerns a lot of my colleagues as well as me.
That's State Senator Brad Hoyleman joining us. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.